I was a weakly child, and I was always having different treatments and darts and heaven knows what. And I was on a treatment that required me to stay at home for the first month of the term. So my headmistress wrote to my mother and said, well, while she's having her treatment, this would be a good time for her to consider what she's going to do when she grows up and leaves school. And I've sent you a list of 10 things that I think she's capable of and would interest her. So my mother said, I'll read it to you. And I said no to all 10. So she said, I'll read it again more slowly. And I said, perhaps to veterinary and no to all the others. And so there was no more conversation about it.
It seems extraordinary to me that a headmistress at that time would have considered putting a veterinary surgeon on a list like that.
Well, she was that kind of a headmistress.
How would she have known about it as a possibility?
She was very concerned with the fact that the school was not being run just because you had to send your child to a school. The school was run to prepare us for a good life. And a good life she would have regarded as one that was useful to the public, so to speak, or the world, and that you were capable of and enjoyed doing. And therefore, it was her job as a guiding headmistress to find out about the various outlets. Quite.